February 18, Risking All for Jesus. Mark chapter 15, verse 43. It was preparation day, that is, the day before the Sabbath. So as evening approached, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent member of the council, who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. If no one had claimed Jesus' body, it probably would have been thrown into a common grave. So here is where we're introduced to Joseph of Arimathea. He becomes one of the New Testament's unsung heroes. Joseph of Arimathea was a respected member of Israel's highest council, the Sanhedrin. He would have been at the high priest's home through the night before listening to the mock trial Jesus was put through. To go to Pilate to ask for Jesus' body was a brave move. After all, Jesus had just that day been put to death for sedition, rebellion against Rome. Joseph was associating with a man who, by today's standards, would be considered an extreme radical, even a revolutionary. Remember, Peter was so scared, he denied even knowing Jesus. In taking down Jesus' body, whether he did it or his servants, Joseph would have been ceremonially unclean for Passover. There would have been a rush to place Jesus' body in the tomb by sunset. The delay, while Pilate confirmed Jesus' death, would have been incredibly testing. Joseph had to buy the linen cloth after being given permission to take Jesus' body, which would have added even more pressure. Shops in Jerusalem would not want to stay open a moment beyond sunset when the Jewish Passover began. So here is a man risking his reputation and standing in Jewish society. He was waiting for the kingdom of God, as in chapter 15, verse 43. This would have been true of hopefully all of the council, but is mentioned here probably to highlight the purity of his hope. Joseph was indeed a man of extraordinary conviction.